It's a tale of two economies. Lower-income Americans are cutting back. Wealthier Americans are still splurging. Business Insider reports data showing an increase in those living paycheck to paycheck, cutting back on shopping, switching to cheaper brands, and relying more on credit cards, while higher-income Americans are still going on vacation and buying luxuries. That might explain the disparity between restaurant, food, and grocery delivery services. DoorDash reports restaurant orders hit a record high last quarter, while grocery store shoppers from a wider cross-section of incomes are cutting back on home deliveries. Sylvana Hanau reports.
Demand for grocery delivery is cooling off as food prices are rising. Some shoppers are shifting to less expensive grocery pickup, while others are back to shopping in stores. Experts say grocery delivery saw 5 years of growth in just the first 3 weeks of the pandemic, but that's dropped by a quarter since. Analysts say it's hard to get a delivery premium below $10 because of fuel and labor costs. I'm Sylvana Hanau.
Rich or poor, developing a budget is the best way to save for any goal, especially if you're saving for something as expensive as college.
Some people think it's really hard to develop a budget. I always encourage students and families to start with three easy steps for their budget. First, look at how much your student has coming in and going out. Next, divide their spending into their needs versus their wants. And then really look and see where the areas are. They can maybe rein in a little bit of their spending and use that for their savings.
Robin Growley, head of consumer deposits at Bank of America, who often advises parents about college savings. And the homeownership gap between white and black Americans is wider than it was in 1960, and it's expected to get worse, despite the 1968 Fair Housing Act. That's according to a study by the Urban Institute, which partially blames a lack of financial education and awareness, trapping lower-income households into exploitative transactions. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.